Hello everyone, hope you are doing well. Today, I want to discuss something essential that I believe everyone needs to hear. This is not just about advice, it's about something that can shape the course of your life. Some of you might be at a point where you're considering quitting your business and starting something else. But before you make any decisions, I want you to take these words seriously because they could be the difference between success and giving up too soon. So, the big question is, how can I stay committed to my goal? For me, the idea of doing anything other than business is unthinkable. This mindset doesn't come naturally. It's the result of training your mind to focus, to be disciplined, and to stay strong in the face of challenges. Commitment is not just about working hard or avoiding failure. It's about overcoming the mental barriers we create for ourselves. How often have we made excuses like, I am too old, or it's too late for me? These are just stories we tell ourselves, but they are not the truth. If you look at history, you'll find countless examples of people who were older than I am, now when they achieved incredible success. Age is not a limitation unless you allow it to be. It's just a narrative we construct in our minds, and we have the power to change that narrative. So, how do we stay committed to our goals? I've used my money, time, energy, goals, and concerns, and also my dreams for my business. Because I am determined to succeed. But determination alone isn't enough. We need a plan. Some people suggest setting multiple goals, 3, 4, or even more. But I believe that's a recipe for failure. The more goals you try to chase, the more scattered your focus becomes. As a person, I've learned that I can only truly dedicate myself to one or two major goals at a time. Life is already full of demands and distractions. So, why add more by setting too many goals? The first reason people lose commitment is that they overwhelm themselves by taking on more than they can handle. We live in a world where multitasking is often praised, but in reality, trying to juggle too many things at once can lead to burnout and frustration. The second reason is that we don't always know when to let go. This is very important. Sometimes holding onto too many responsibilities or outdated goals can weigh us down, making it impossible to move forward with clarity and purpose. So then, let me give you a personal example. If I think back to where I was 3 years ago, I remember having aspirations to meet certain people. Maybe a celebrity, a scientist, or even a leader or a singer. These were the people I looked up to and wanted to connect with. But do I still have that same desire today? Probably not. because my priorities and interests have evolved. What seemed important back then doesn't hold the same value to me now. This is natural because as we grow and change, so do our desires and goals. Also, the same goes for where I was 10 years ago. The things I wanted back then have shifted dramatically. It's a part of life to evolve, and with that evolution comes a change in what we seek and what we strive for. It's crucial to recognize and embrace these changes rather than resist them. Clinging to old goals that no longer serve us can prevent us from reaching our full potential. In conclusion, staying committed to your goals isn't just about sticking to a plan. It's about being adaptable, knowing when to focus your energy and when to let go of what no longer works. It's about training your mind to stay strong and clear in the face of distractions and doubts. Success isn't just about working hard as well. It's about working smart and being willing to grow along the way. So, were the things I was attached to 10 years ago really wrong? This question brings me to an important point. We often focus too much on what we should do and not enough on what we shouldn't do. We all have a list of things we think we must accomplish or achieve, but how often do we consider the things we should avoid? The truth is, the shouldn'ts in our lives are just as crucial as the shoulds. So, let's start with an example. Suppose my goal is to avoid staying in a toxic relationship. Why? Because being in a bad and toxic relationship drains my energy and holds me back. Even if I have a strongest desire to succeed, I can't reach my full potential if I'm stuck in a harmful and toxic emotional connection and relationship. The negative energy from such a relationship acts like a barrier and preventing me from moving forward. Also, another example is avoiding unnecessary conflicts, especially within the family and relatives, or maybe your cousins. These arguments and tensions can also drain our energy, time, and also can distract us from our main goals. We've all brought our resources, like money, time, and dreams, into our lives for a specific person. For many of us, that purpose is our business or career. This mission is central to our lives, and to succeed, we need to protect it. How do we do that? By guaranteeing our success, which involves isolating ourselves from distractions and disciplining our actions. So now, what does it mean to discipline ourselves? It means setting clear limits. Think about how a parent sets boundaries for their child to keep them safe and guide them in a right direction. In the same way, we need to establish firm shouldn't and should for ourselves. These are rules we create to ensure we stay on track. and we must take these rules seriously. A good practice is to sit down and write out three things you shouldn't do. Commit to avoiding them no matter what. If you can only think of one thing, that's okay. Write it down and focus on that. Why do we sometimes fail? One big reason is that we limit our thinking from the very beginning. If we start off with the wrong mindset, like believing we can succeed, then our business or life goals will lack a strong identity and meaning. Without a solid foundation, we won't have a stability needed to withstand challenges. When difficulties arise, they will shake us, and we might find it hard and difficult to stay committed to our goals. I know people who approach their business as something much more significant than just a job. They see it as a legacy they want to pass on to their children, like an inheritance. This mindset makes them incredibly dedicated. They're in it for the long haul. They're not just working for today, but are building something lasting that will benefit future generations. What keeps them so committed? It's the fact that they've invested everything, time, children, effort, passion, money into this path. They've made it their life's mission. Lastly, it's important to be honest with yourself about your limitations. Understand that you can't do everything. Believe it. And that's okay, no problem. Knowing your limits allows you to focus on what really matters and avoid getting overwhelmed. By being realistic and disciplined, you set yourself up for success in the long run. The next important point is that only those who surround themselves with positive affirmations can stay committed. Negative people can ruin us, believe it. To remain steadfast, we need to immerse ourselves in positivity and approval because we are limited. And we can't fight on multiple fronts at once, and our goals already demand enough energy, focus, and also attention. Place yourself under the reign of approval because, as I mentioned earlier, the mind needs to be trained. For example, someone who joined our business a year ago might find that someone else who joined just 6 months ago has already achieved great success. The difference lies in how they view their work and themselves. What does this job mean to me? Why don't we have 200-year-old companies in our country? It's because we lack meaning. But look at companies like Mercedes-Benz or BMW. Why have they maintained their identity for so long? It's because they have a clear sense of purpose and values. In addition to focusing on positive aspects, it's also important to understand what you should avoid. knowing what to stay away from can be just as important as knowing what to pursue. Make sure to take your support network seriously. Surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you. Also, I hope these ideas lead you to take meaningful action. Remember, no podcast or advice alone can change your life. True change comes from reflecting on your situation, making thoughtful decisions, and taking action that will help you succeed. This might mean removing certain obstacles or adding new strategies to your life. I truly hope that the decisions you make bring you great success and fulfillment. Remember, you are worthy of achieving your goals when you have the opportunity to live your life. Embrace it fully and make the most of it. I wish you all the best and success in your life. Take care of yourself and goodbye for now.